her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited.
I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts on the drive-in this morning. And one of the hosts of the show, Chu, found themselves in a conundrum. And I'm just curious how someone like yourself, I immediately thought of you.
Okay.
So shout out to the Shotgun Start. It's a golf podcast. They, you know, kind of like us. They don't always stick to their script, right? They don't always, supposedly we're a sports show here. We got Adam Schefter coming up later, so we'll talk some NFL stuff there. But he had ordered some groceries to be delivered to his house on Sunday night. And he went out to his front porch, opened up the door, no groceries. But they had a picture. His wife said, no, they said they were delivered. But clearly they could see a front door that wasn't theirs in the picture. They end up kind of searching around the neighborhood, sending some texts to neighbors that they know. And one neighbor goes, oh, yeah, I recognize that front door, and points him in the right direction. So at like 9:30 at night, they end up knocking on somebody's door who had their groceries wrongly delivered to them. And what do you think these people did, Chu?
Kept them.
They took the groceries in and unloaded them as if they were their own.
Finders keepers.
They ended up sitting there and getting a lot of their groceries back. They apparently went into the kitchen of the couple that took their groceries. During the summer out at the lake house, you had packages that were wrongly delivered. Clearly, somebody just got the bleepits and left like 4 or 5 packages that were clearly not yours by your garage.
Correct.
And you weren't going to deliver them. Sure. But like, I feel like there's something different about groceries. If somebody leaves groceries on your front stoop,
yes,
are you just taking them in and putting them into your own refrigerator as if they're yours?
I think there's a time limit. Because it's cold at night, or maybe, I don't know, wherever this place was, the groceries could probably make it through the night. But if they're there in the morning, what are you going to do?
I mean, based on this,
They're gonna go bad. At least some of them will.
It seemed like there was like, hey, these groceries were supposed to be here. They got delivered 15 minutes ago. And maybe took them another half hour to kind of figure out what house it was at. But like,
all right, can I give you a scenario that happened here?
Okay. But groceries to me are just something completely different. Like, I feel if there were groceries left on my front... First of all, I mean, I guess it depends, because I've done the grocery delivery thing before. We've done that at our house, and usually it's more than just, you know, like 2 bags. You know, usually somebody's taking a couple of trips from the grocery delivery mobile to our front door, and we have the Ring camera. So if you don't have the camera system set up in the front of the house, although so many people do now. Like, if I see somebody delivering groceries, I'm just going to turn on the microphone of my camera and be like, hey, I didn't order groceries. You're at the wrong. I'm going to tell the person you're delivering them to the wrong house, because I'm not going to figure out who they belong to. It's impossible for me to figure out who they belong to. It's not like there's a receipt in the bag with the address. And now I just have groceries on my front stoop. But I'm like, taking them into your own house and pretending they're yours to me just seemed really strange.
Yes, in that situation, I would do the same if I saw on the camera that they were delivering them there.
Yeah.
But what happens if you weren't home and you came home and found them there? Like I said, I would have left them overnight, and then if no one claimed them, then I'd be like, well, I'm not going to let them. It's got to be the delivery service's responsibility.
Correct.
To write it. But let me tell you what happened here.
Okay.
This was about 3 weeks ago. We were doing the show. So we have a pool here, and we get it cleaned every Thursday.
Okay.
Right? So Angie's kind of a bottom feeder when it comes to certain things that need to be done around the house. And what I mean by bottom, we're not paying top dollar to have our – how hard is it to clean a pool, right?
Doesn't seem
too
difficult.
So if we can get it done for $50 a month, we're not paying a company $100 $100 a month because they wear nice uniforms and things like that. So I was sitting here doing the show, and it was a Monday, and this guy came in a nice little uniform, and he starts cleaning our pool, and I'm like, the hell is this all about? So I'm on the air watching him cleaning the filter, which our guy doesn't do, which he will do now. Which he will do now.
Okay. That's
so the guy clearly went to the wrong house.
Well, because I'm assuming in your neighborhood, there are plenty of houses that have pool. Yeah.
Everyone has a pool. And this guy had to be the bougie end of it, you know, because our guy doesn't. Our guy's great. Oscar does a great job. Wonderful. Right? Doesn't wear a uniform. He just is kind of a do-it-yourself kind of company kind of guy. And this one was clearly from a nice company. So I let him go and knock himself out. And then he realized he was at the wrong house. Should I have stopped him?
I mean, you knew. And you took advantage to get it free.
I had an inkling. I don't know if I knew I had an inkling.
I think you... I mean, it seems like you knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
It seems because based on, like you said, the fancy uniform, you kind of knew it was a little higher end. I mean, maybe because that doesn't seem... Who cleans your pool? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Whoever cleans your pool does not seem like to me that is a you decision. Seems like that is a decision that goes above your head. So I can understand if maybe you send a text to the person who makes that decision and go, hey, did we get a new pool cleaning service? You know, and if she doesn't answer, but if she says yes, then maybe you should go to the guy and say, hey, I think you're at the wrong house.
She saw it too. She saw it too. It's kind of like Amazon. When Amazon screws you, hey, you got to screw them back.
Yeah, but like Amazon, like I understand with Amazon, because Amazon's this multi-billion dollar company, right? Like a little bit of here and there. I can't imagine that these pool cleaning services are worth billions of dollars. Like this guy's time is worth something, and now he just had to work for free because you guys decided you wanted a freebie. Meanwhile, if somebody decided they wanted a freebie from you, you'd flip the bleep out.
Correct.
That's probably fair. Well, if it happens again, I'll tell him.
Well, I think he knows now that that's not...
At the end of the day, everything kind of comes out in the wash. Do you agree with that?
No.
Yeah, it does. You don't think so?
I think in certain things. Yes. I mean, like, we've had this discussion where, like, if Josh and I go out, right? Like, I have no idea between me and Josh who bought the last round.
Mm-hmm.
Have no idea. I feel like that's going to come out in the wash.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I've gotten him enough, he's gotten me enough. Like it's just the flow of how the friendship works. But you took advantage of a guy.
A little bit, but there's no handshake deal. You can't do a handshake deal.
I mean,
if you buy something big today, and they get paid, they could care less what the problems are after they got their check. Most companies care less. You know. Spectrum sucks. Let me just talk. The whole problem with yesterday is Spectrum sucks. Goodbye. We don't need you anymore. We're getting new internet service with fiber optics. Don't know what that means, but it sounds bougie.
It is
so
bougie.
There should be no more problems.
For those who were not listening or watching yesterday, Chewy was on for
45.
So he was here for the first part of the show, and then he had to get bounced, and we eventually got him back at some point because the internet was working.
Yeah, part-time.
Yeah. So yesterday was a part-time.
See now.
But he did grind. He grinded to find a solution, so you were a grinder yesterday.
You guys used me like I used the pool guy that didn't get paid. You used me.
Wait.
After the first segment, my buddies were like, that was so bad. Why didn't they just tell you just to go away?
Well, because
we
did tell you to go away after we knew it was bad. We didn't know it was bad until we had the segment.
Also, I was the one dealing with Chewy behind the scenes trying to get it together. And when I say somebody was hinting towards a lack of I'd rather just not even try, that's what I would say was the impression I got.
And additionally, you didn't get a freebie yesterday. I know you don't know the answer to this, but I think I do. Did you or did you not get paid for yesterday's show?
I don't know. I've never seen if I gotten a check from them. I have no idea. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to go into ADP or whatever it is.
Hey, you got
no
it right.
No one helps me out. I have no idea. And Joshy, it wasn't just you. I had someone chirping in my ear from the balcony above. Get on the show. The internet's working. I'm like, damn it.
You could have.
Yeah.
If
so
it wasn't for her,
you.
If it wasn't for her, Chew, we would have had no idea. You could have
so
played
let me
it off
tell
like
you this.
Internet came back at like 11 o'clock yesterday.
I'll take it one step farther, right?
Yep.
So a friend of ours who produces movie, we went to a premiere last night, which I don't want to do. It's Tuesday. I have a schedule. So the premiere started at like 6:45. I didn't get home till 9 o'clock. You know what she says to me? Because I was kind of, you know.
You were being an NFL boy?
A little bit. Yeah, NFL boy. You know what she says to me? You didn't even work today. I'm like, what the hell does that have to do anything? I still wake up at 6:15 in the morning to get prepared for the show. It's not my fault that the internet goes out.
You did about half a show yesterday. It was like a half day.
So I'm a little off today because I didn't get to bed until like 9:30, which is way past my bedtime on a Tuesday.
Poor baby.
And you know what I had? I had two pieces of cold pizza and some pretty good chicken tenders. But that's not a meal for me.
How many chicken tenders?
Like three. But when you run off of jet fuel, you can't put low
you
gas,
can't just,
nasty gas station gas in the body and expect me to perform.
Define, okay, like.
So just to encapsulate the segment, you complained about somebody improperly doing your in-ground pool, someone who shouldn't be doing it. You then,
but they did it for free.
Yeah, they did it for free. You then complained about the 45 minutes of work you had to do yesterday, and now you didn't have a good enough meal and went to bed late.
Yes, but
how do you live? How do you make it day to day?
The job is not talking on the radio. That's the easiest part. The job is mentally preparing yourself to go on to the radio, which I did.
And then obviously, that did not come to fruition. 800-990-3776 is the Car Blues Talk and Text line. Let's go to Jim in Saukville. Jim, you are on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What I don't understand is, maybe this is a generational thing, I would just call the store and they would have to take care of fixing everything. Why wasn't that the approach? I sure, certainly wouldn't take it upon myself to bother my neighbors asking them if they recognize the door.
Well, so,
just a thought.
So what happened? So that was a question, Jim. So again, remember this was Sunday. The groceries were delivered at like 9 o'clock. I don't know what time the grocery. So apparently it was a Whole Foods. So it was a Whole Foods Amazon thing. But they needed the groceries, and they knew that, hey, if they replace these groceries, it's not going to happen until Monday. And they needed, apparently, some things in those groceries for their kids' lunches for school the next day. So that was the urgent behavior of, hey, these groceries are being delivered. I need this stuff for my kids for the morning so they have lunch at school tomorrow.
I also have, especially when it comes to things with Amazon and really any gig working job, I'm going to do my due diligence to not potentially cost that person their job.
Sure.
Who is doing the delivering. Because that, to me, like, honest mistakes happen. You've got a lot going on. It's pretty stressful, the time, how long it takes you to do all this stuff. That if it's, I don't have to move heaven and earth if I walk down the street three houses and go, hey, what's going on? The groceries is different now because they then loaded them into their own refrigerator.
Correct. Yep.
That makes it... But once you got them and they're like, yeah, sorry, we didn't know who it was. We just kind of took it. I guess you're then committed, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You can't say, well, just keep them.
Well, yeah.
You know,
because, you still need the food for your kids' lunches for the next day.
But you know what? It'd be so easy if you went on to Google Maps or whoever these drivers are. Because, Gabe, you've been to the one house. It's kind of confusing. And GPS always sends it to the wrong house. So if I have a friend that's coming up for the first time,
mm-hmm.
I take a picture of the house and then I send it to him.
Oh, yeah. Like you sent me, so when I had to come out to your house, you were like the most specific you have ever been with me in anything about where the house was and where I needed to go.
Yeah, it just makes life easier. And then you don't have this problem. My question is, you think Whole Foods or whoever did the delivery service, passes that on to the driver saying, hey, you screwed up. This is coming out of your pay.
So Whole Foods is different because, again, that's an Amazon.
Yes.
And, again, as we discussed earlier, Amazon can afford to eat a $150, $200.
If you live anywhere in a more metropolitan area and you see bottles of urine on the side of the road, that's because Amazon doesn't allow their drivers to take bathroom breaks.
Come on. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. That is a common issue that has been written about a lot. Their timing is very, like, it's very strict.
I mean, I do that too because I, you know,
wow.
My big
for different reasons.
Yeah, yours is just simply I don't feel like stopping at a gas station. So here
we
go.
Well, I don't think if you're not getting gas, you shouldn't use the bathroom. And it's usually I have a full tank of gas. So, like, if you go to McDonald's to take a leak, you should buy something, right?
Oh, 100%. Like, if I'm driving up to Lambeau, like I will be this weekend, Shoe, if I got to stop at a Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to grab a coffee or something. Like if I got to stop and use the bathroom, I am and I don't need gas. Yes, I am going to buy something. Like I'm not going to use your bathroom for free. 800-990-3776. I'm really curious on this. I want to hear from Cody in Kentucky who's got a take on grocery delivery. Cody, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, good morning folks. It's a pleasure. What we do down here, like I know not everybody lives in a neighborhood, but it happens a lot. If we get groceries delivered to our house that aren't ours, we just do a quick post on our neighborhood Facebook page. Say, hey, here's a picture. We just got groceries delivered. Anybody missing groceries? And that usually solves the issue.
Yeah.
Nice of you.
Yeah, that is good. So that where I live now, I don't, there's no like, I guess I could join like the Nextdoor app or whatever to see. But when I was in River West, I mean, the River West Facebook page is an interesting place to exist in. And they had a lot of fun with the guy that we talked about last week, who in River West just openly used his government name and admitted to selling both cocaine and weed after his house got raided. A lot of fun was had on the River West Facebook page, from my understanding, with that gentleman. But yeah, the neighborhood, I don't think we have like a Facebook page for the neighborhood I live in now.
Mine does, and there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. Or, hey, my dog's missing. Or, hey, we're doing this block party. Feel free to stop by. Like, that's... that stuff happens a lot, especially with Amazon deliveries and strange stuff that happens.
Yeah, people helping people.
Yeah. So why should it be?
Yeah. Like you're one of these people helping people as you sit there
it's
and watch
a song, Gabe.
Watch the guy.
You and I
watch the
should
guy,
live in perfect harmony.
You and watching the guy clean your pool for free.
Ah, he's a nice guy though.
Yeah, obviously he was. Unbelievable. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new, energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. A lot of people here over the years have trusted Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm just the latest. I didn't need windows. I needed the front door. It looks fantastic. The customizable options, the colors that they had really brought that door to life in the front of our home. So don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. PellaWI.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Oh, the number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
says. I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You guys done? You guys done fighting right now in the...
No, I'm sending it to my buddy.
Oh, jeez.
Joshy's in for a war.
Yeah, telling me they have a policy that allows bathroom breaks, but then all the workers saying, well, actually, no, we don't have time because if we get behind, we have to then make it up.
I love it.
There's been, I don't know, court hearings about it.
There have been, I mean, the entire break, Chewy and Josh have just been going back and forth in our text chain, just firing back articles of whether or not Amazon drivers are allowed bathroom breaks.
Hey, I'm mediating. I'm just mediating.
Josh doesn't even know who he's going up against. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Has no idea. Josh just is in it for
the fight.
Sounds
like somebody owns Amazon stock and is trying to change public opinion.
this guy's retired. I claim I'm retired. This guy's really retired. So he's got a lot of time on his hands.
On the Carblues talking text line, 800-990-3776, Matt and Racine saying, going back to the pool cleaner who Chewy watched clean his pool for free, knowing it was not the right pool cleaner, could it be a tactic by this pool cleaner to get more business? You accidentally clean the wrong pool, see how good they did, bam, you get hired.
You know what? And that did cross my mind.
Okay.
Because he pulled the filter out, went over to the hose, and I hadn't seen my guy do that. So I have to say that this guy did do a better job, but price point is huge with the person.
Well, did you ask this guy what his price point was?
Next time he comes around, I will. He actually cleans my neighbor's pool.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I didn't think that was true. Sorry.
That was a harsh duh. That was like he was on you right away. That one stinks.
This is what happens when you have cold pizza and chicken tenders the night before.
Wait, so how many chicken tenders would you need in order for you to consider it a full meal? How many did you have and how many would you need?
Well, I'm not going to lie because I was pouting, which I have a tendency to do.
It's been known to happen from time to time.
Because there was a little gathering before, nothing big. It was probably 100 people watching this thing. So I didn't want to dive into the pizza while everyone was congregating.
Okay.
So by the time I got into the theater, it was ice cold. I hate cold pizza.
You have been on the record for that.
So my wife, who's great, she'll, you know, she's like, just have the tenders. And I'm like an idiot out of spite. I'm like, no, not going to eat them. I'm just going to starve and go to bed hungry.
You're a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. When it comes to food, yes. Complete child.
No, I'm not going to eat that.
They don't have my barbecue sauce.
The honey mustard is actually really good.
Yeah, it is. I would say honey mustard is an underrated thing for chicken tenders.
Totally underrated.
Okay, we have been distracted by nonsense long enough. We dive into some hardcore sports because we are less than a week away from the trade deadline in the NFL. Nobody better to talk to than Adam Schefter, who joins us next.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more, smart18.org, and start building your future today. Enjoy catching up with our guy, Adam Schefter, each and every Wednesday. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this morning?
On guys, how we doing?
Doing great. Packers 5-1-1, beating Aaron Rodgers, sitting on top of the NFC standings. Yeah, I think things are going pretty good here in Wisconsin. Giannis wins last night.
Number one seed in the NFC right now, current number one seed, and I'm sure Detroit will have something to say about that on Thanksgiving Day. But number one seed right now, Jordan Love's coming off probably the best he has looked in a long time. Right, mm-hmm. He was fantastic, and that draft pick that they owe the Dallas Cowboys now looks like it could be potentially in the 30s.
Adam, what does the cornerback trade market look like? Because the Packers seem to have really two guys that can play. They're not happy with Nate Hobbs. Nope. Matter of fact, he only played 4 snaps against the Steelers. So, I mean, I would think they may try to do something at the trade deadline. What's that market look like?
Well, there aren't a lot of cornerbacks who are available. Like, there'll be some, I'm sure, that could potentially be traded. The Jets have taken some calls on Michael Carter, who's got some guaranteed money next year. Obviously, they've been through the Jair Alexander experience there in Green Bay and know what that's like. I'm trying to think of other cornerback names that I've heard. and there just are not a lot of cornerbacks available. The best help that they're going to get at that spot is probably the pass rush that they generate up front with Micah Parsons. That's probably the best they could do at cornerback right now, I would think. But you make some calls and you see if you get something done by Tuesday.
Are there any potential interior defensive linemen available? Because that is a spot where the Packers had an injury to Devontae Wyatt. He did return this last week against the Steelers, so that's good for the Packers. But I think they learned that maybe they're a little too thin there because they did have to give up Kenny Clark in that Micah Parsons deal.
Well, you know, Gabe, here's the deal. There are a lot of teams thin in that area, and a cornerback spot too. I'm just going to my list as we talk here of players that I thought could be potentially available. I just don't think you're going to find a lot of those guys that are available. Here we go. Cornerbacks. Oh, Tariq Woolen is a name that would be out there. Mm. I think Seattle will move off him. That would be an interesting name to follow. I had Roger McCreary down. He's already been traded. Defensive tackles, I got down one, Shelby Harris. Defensive ends, I had Keon White, Arden Key, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb. Those are some names that I'm looking at on my list of checklist of players.
Adam, is Asante Samuel Jr. still on the street, or did he?
Not healthy. He hasn't been healthy. He's still on the street, but he had some kind of medical issue that prevented him from being ready. And I don't know that he still is.
And I guess we'll know when teams start working him out, right? Like, and that we will see that name out there. Whenever he's healthy, I'm assuming teams are going to work him out because that is, as you pointed out, a position that not just the Packers would be interested in upgrading.
Most every team in the league has some kind of need at the defensive back position, cornerback position especially.
What have you made of some of the more creative? So you mentioned McCreary who gets traded, and there are pick swaps in there, which is... until that trade, I thought something that was mostly reserved for the NBA when they're making these big trades. What do you make of some teams getting creative in trying to acquire some of these players?
They're not big trades. You know, it's like these teams move off these players. Like when the Patriots trade Keon White yesterday, Keon White in a 7 for a 6, that's not exactly a blockbuster with all due respect. You know, Kyle Duggar, same kind of thing. They trade him to Steelers with a 7 for a 6. So they're basically trading the guy to move up around on the last day of the draft. What it is these teams clearing out the player and getting the roster spot back that they'd rather use elsewhere on another player. And yeah, you improve your draft capital some, you move up around, but that's not why you're really doing it. You're moving the money off your books. You're moving the spot or clearing out the spot, and now you can go add a player that you want to have on your roster, and you save a little bit of money.
Adam, is New England the biggest surprise of the season thus far?
I would say Indianapolis is just as surprising.
Oh,
Indianapolis,
yeah.
Right now, the number one seed in the AFC, and we have gone from discussing who is going to win that starting quarterback job between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. Think about that for a second. To now wondering whether the Colts can hold on to the number one seed, whether they could beat the Chiefs or the Broncos or whoever it may be in the postseason. And Indianapolis has turned into, you know, a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and nobody expected that to be the case.
Is Daniel Jones, are they looking to extend him? And if so, what would that number be?
Well, I think they're going to look to extend him.
Yeah.
But early, and you know, you want to see how he finishes up. He wants to see how the full year goes. I think that what happens in a case like this, it's like Baker Mayfield going to Tampa, some of these reclamation projects, when these quarterbacks find a home, a place that believes in them, that they're happy in after going through a lot of tumultuous times in their career, they're happy to sign on. And I think in this particular case, Daniel Jones is going to be happy to sign on in Indianapolis, but they haven't had any discussions yet.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, First Weber Group, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf & Associates. I mean, we bring up Daniel Jones, and last year the version of that was Sam Darnold. You bring up Baker Mayfield. Guys that were first-round picks didn't last in their original spot. Do you think teams are going to be more careful about letting guys like that walk out their doors? Or is it just, hey, it didn't work out here, maybe it works out elsewhere?
You know, I don't know that guys are going to be more careful. I think that what happens is it gets to a certain spot where it doesn't feel like it can work anymore. Daniel Jones, when he was released by the New York Giants about a year ago, it just didn't feel like it had any kind of future. And he went to Minnesota and he began to rehab his mind and his reputation. And Kevin O'Connell spent time working with him, and the Vikings saw what kind of quarterback he could be. And then after the season, the Vikings had interest in bringing him back, but the Colts also were interested. And so the Colts offered more money and signed him. They offered a better opportunity. Daniel Jones knew that Kevin O'Connell had J.J. McCarthy, who they had invested a first-round draft pick in, and Anthony Richardson, the first in Indy, already had been benched. So I think Daniel Jones felt like that was a better opportunity to start. And we could go across the league and all the guys that have been once. You know, you don't know what that's like in Green Bay and Milwaukee very much, but the environment.
Yeah, we just draft guys and they hit, Adam. Like, I don't understand what's so hard about it.
Correct. The environment has become so toxic after a while, and the fan base wants to move off these guys, and there's so much discussion and negativity and criticism that it probably will not work. The quarterback can't be salvaged there. He needs to go on to another place to work with other people that believe in him, where it's quieter, where there aren't the expectations, where there's not the negativity that's built up. But by the way, like, you see it, Sam Darnold in New York, Daniel Jones in New York. There's something about being in New York that's real. It's real. There's just everything is a bit more magnified. And by the way, we're talking about Green Bay. Not as much. I would say this. There's as much scrutiny because people love their Packers just like they love their Giants and Jets. But the New York media market is just different than the Wisconsin media market.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And these players, I think, are subjected to more noise and more negativity than they would be elsewhere.
Adam, with the recent allegations that have surfaced with the NBA coaches and players in regards to gambling, do you think this scares the NFL, and are they doing anything proactively to make sure that this doesn't happen? Because I'll tell you this, and this is on a different level, Adam. You know, Green Bay has a casino in Green Bay, and the Packers would have someone in there to monitor, because we knew how much, if a guy was spending too much time in there. Do you think this scares the NFL, and do you think they're doing anything proactively to make sure that this does not happen in their league?
Sure, I think it's always scared the NFL. I think one of the greatest fears of the league always has been the integrity of the game and the gambling that comes along with it. Think about how long gambling was completely frowned upon. How, you know, the league wouldn't even allow a fantasy football convention to be held when Tony Romo was running it in Las Vegas. About 10 or so years ago, they put the clamps down on that. And now the league's partners are gambling companies. Now, you know, it's prevalent. Now there are betting lines on ESPN. Like, now it's everywhere. It's infiltrated society. And even the league is signed on. But saying all that, I still think the league is very leery about all these types of situations. And they educate in their players and talk to them about the perils and dangers that are ahead. And these injury reports, like, it's no accident last week that Baltimore now is under investigation and being scrutinized for the way that it listed Lamar Jackson. I mean, I can't prove this. I'm sure there would have been questions and there would have been maybe interviews and everything, but I don't know that it would have gotten quite the amount of attention that it did if it hadn't come in the week in which Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups both were arrested.
Talking with Adam Schefter, as we do every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It's a story that I don't know has gotten enough attention here in the NFL, Adam, and maybe it just happens more than I realize. But Carson Wentz playing what he played through for a team that he has no future in Minnesota. The future in Minnesota is J.J. McCarthy. and JJ's hurt. Carson suffers an injury and guts out 2.5 weeks of a dislocated shoulder that included a torn labrum and fractured socket. He is now having season-ending surgery. JJ McCarthy able to return. How often does this actually happen? Am I just being naive that more players are doing this? I mean, he basically did this to protect JJ McCarthy so he didn't have to come back too early from an injury, and he suffered through that to help out a team that he has no future with. I think that's incredible.
Well, I don't know if he had all those injuries. I don't know the answer to this. Like, I don't know whether he had some of it and then it got worse, because it seemed like in that last game he got pounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know things that happened in that last game. Like, he was playing with this and he got that, or he had this and then added to it. I don't know the exact sequence of events. But I think the point is, you know, players, and Chewy could address this even better than I can, but players play through injuries that sometimes the public doesn't realize the extent of which they go through to get on the field. Like, even Juwan Jennings, the 49ers wide receiver, just comes to mind. After the game a couple of weeks ago, he told reporters he's been playing with 5 broken ribs and a high and low ankle sprain. Now, you go out there, you shoot up the ribs, you get a Toradol shot, put on a flag check, you go out there. But can you imagine playing with 5 broken ribs? You know how painful that must be?
That's crazy.
You
know,
running routes, breathing that heavy? No.
Yeah, so there's Carson Wentz. There's Juwan Jennings. And these are just two of how many examples, right, of guys playing through. Guys are listed on the injury report. Shoulder. Oh, we don't know that the labrum's torn. These things happen all the time. Am I right,
Yeah. They do. The thing that was big back when I played, Adam, because they really didn't monitor it, was concussions. I mean, I stayed in the game with concussions. I mean, a bunch of players. There was a story I'll never forget, Adam. We're playing Detroit in Detroit, and Don Beebe catches like a 50-yard touchdown. I ran over because he got drilled at the end of the play. I ran over to celebrate with him. He was snoring.
Wow.
He was knocked out. He was snoring, and he didn't leave the game. He stayed in. So, yeah, I have stories of like that from my day where guys, I mean, Frankie Winters played with a broken fib for like 8 plays. I don't know how he did it because it was snap, but it's kind of actually refreshing for me to hear that guys are willing to. I mean, it's crazy to think of, but that's.
There's a lot that these guys put themselves through. Some guys put themselves through even more. I couldn't put myself through any of that. I'm not tough enough, but these guys certainly are.
All right, so Adam, what's the tracker at right now for trades? Because you have been on the record, because you told our friends over at Unsportsmanlike, you've repeated it here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You thought like somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 trades before the trade deadline closed out?
That's easy. We're at 7 right now.
Okay.
You know, from the month of October to now, Cam Robinson was traded. Joe Flacco was traded. Adafe Owe and the safety from the Chargers. The cornerbacks, Jacksonville and Cleveland. Then yesterday, New England made those two trades, Keon White and Kyle Duggar. That's 7. 7 going into this week and next week, with the deadline being Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. I still think we'll get, I don't know, 5 more, I'm guessing. Maybe it's a little more, maybe it's a little less, but when all is said and done, it'll finish up around 12, roughly, maybe more.
Appreciate the time, Adam. Look forward to talking to you next week after that trade deadline.
Yeah, me too. I look forward to that as well, guys.
Maybe quiets down for our guy Adam Schefter after the trade deadline just a little bit. And our conversations with Schefty brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women. Like, what do we get?
I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I just want to make a quick note of yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks played a primetime game on NBC, which was cool, just to hear the old round ball rock and have that go into a Bucks-Knicks game inside Fiserv Forum. They brought back Bob Costas to do a minute and a half like intro to the game, nice little vignette leading into Bucks-Knicks. And the Bucks won, 121-111. They held the Knicks to just 40 points in the second half. Giannis, another big game, 37-8-7. But when I get worried about Chew, and we've had these conversations a little bit before of how we take greatness for granted. Look, I have no idea how ultimately this is all going to play out for Giannis. We know there were rumors. He talked about those rumors last night about how he didn't pay attention to him, saying, hey, I'm here now, and I am as dedicated to this team as I possibly can be, as evidenced by the performance he had last night. And he was proud that the Bucks beat the Knicks because the Knicks swept the Bucks in the regular season last year. But I guess I'm more concerned about us as a fan base because Fiserv Forum, for, I mean, again, maybe it's just kind of Brewers hangover and a lot of the money that people had maybe for Bucks tickets ended up going towards Brewers playoff tickets because I know those things weren't cheap either. But when I went to opening night, which was the Chris Middleton return game, it wasn't a sellout. Now you'd see plenty of open seats in the uppers, and even in the section I was in the lower bowl, there were plenty of open seats. And last night, only about 16,000 went, leaving about 1,500 seats open. But I have no idea how much longer Giannis is going to be here. I hope Giannis is here for the rest of his career, and we can watch Giannis all together for the next, you know, 7-8 years, however long Giannis ends up playing in the NBA. But I have no idea what that is, and I am begging Bucks fans, I am pleading with Bucks fans, just enjoy Giannis while he's here. I have no idea how much longer this is going to last. Again, I hope it lasts forever. But maybe we shouldn't take Giannis's greatness for granted because he is going to be on one this season, and I cannot encourage fans enough to make sure they check him out in person.
You think it's any way related to what went down last week with the gambling?
I doubt it, Chew, because like if I mean
because people gave and I talked to a lot of people during the day.
You don't.
They were pretty PO'd that this went down.
I mean, you don't talk to a lot of people during the day.
But your wife has to ask you.
Your wife asks you how many people you talk to.
I have a quota now.
Wait. Hold on. What's the quota?
7.
All right. So we count as 1 and 2, right? Me and Josh here are 1 and 2.
Today, 1 and 2.
So if Jen was here, that would be 3.
Does she count as 1?
That'd be 3.
Your wife has to count as 1, so that's 4.
No, she doesn't. No, no,
what?
No.
But she's a person.
It's like the Joker in the deck. You take it out. No. You take it out.
Okay, I digress.
The gym depends on the gym. See, today's a cardio day. Not a lot of interaction. So I'll probably talk to, what's talk? Hi? That's not enough?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm sure she has parameters.
I think it's got to be a conversation.
Wait, we just had Shefty on. Does Shefty count?
Oh, that's 3.
Okay.
I don't think I'll talk to anyone at the gym today just because I go right to the bike.
Yeah, so
there. Now, then I go to Chipotle. I'm saying bowl here, brown rice, pinto beans, double chicken, pepper, queso, lettuce, cheese, sour cream.
Look, I don't know if that counts as talking to someone. That's talking at
Josh,
someone.
That's ordering.
So that doesn't count?
No.
All right, I got my hair cut today, so that's
okay,
4.
That one counts.
That one counts because you'll have a conversation.
All right, I got to go pull crab chaps today.
You'll be talking to the
with
person
two
yep.
buddies
bowl
with
you.
Angry and my buddy Kyle. That's 5-6.
You're easy hitting. You're going to easily hit that.
No, I don't think I'll hit 7. I'll and be stuck
just,
at 6.
Just give Frankie a call.
He's coming in this weekend.
Yeah. So just bop around. You'll hit
we
your
don't,
7.
We don't call one another. We just text, though. Does that count?
I'm not the one making these rules for you. Like, I'm not the one... And I am not going to disagree with whatever parameters your wife has set for you in terms of your human interaction on a daily basis.
I think I'm only getting to 6.
Well, because we've got 3 on the show. 1, 2. So you just need 1. 1 person at the gym.
Why don't you call one of your kids?
Call coach.
Yeah, Dylan, coach will call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach. I don't think that counts, though.
Why not?
I just don't think it does.
Okay. I mean, I feel it should. We're trying to help you out. We're trying to do our part.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm just under her rules, which are her rules. I don't think it counts. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, if we can help any further, let me know.
Okay.
I can. If you want me to call you up later and do different voices, see if that counts.
I don't know if you want to get on the side of helping Chewy fudge the numbers.
Yeah, I already hear voices, Gabe. I don't need to hear real fake voices, so I'm good.
Jed, Gabe, and Chewy resumes in 2 minutes.